Yes, Husky Loops mit Dead auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band, die aus drei Italienern besteht, die sich aber in London erst zur Band zusammengetan haben. Heute Abend spielt die Band im schönen Badehaus bereits. Jetzt sind die drei Typen, die die Band ausmachen, bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die erste EP, die im April gerade veröffentlicht wurde. Wir sprechen über geplante Touren mit den Kills, die gemeinsame Heimat Bologna und vieles mehr. Ich sag aber zunächst mal hello Daniel, Pietro und Tom. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Benvenuto. Ciao.
Oh yeah.
Ciao,
ciao.
So, how are you doing today? Is everything okay with you guys?
It's great. I sound like Elvis this close to the mic.
It's a sunny day in Berlin. We're very, very happy to be here.
He's alive. Yeah. Elvis.
Yeah.
On Flux FM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one for the money. So, where are you coming from today, actually? You come from London directly, or...?
No, we're coming from Rotterdam in the Netherlands.
Been playing a show, yes. Yeah. And that was good, playing a show in Rotterdam?
It was great.
Awesome.
Cool, cool, cool.
And then Paris before that.
Wow.
And Paris is great.
Paris went well as well.
Yeah.
Nice, 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 nice. Congratulations on those successful shows and on your first EP. That's been out for like 8 weeks. Yeah, I think it came out in the beginning of April 2017.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And it's called Husky Loops, just like the band.
Yeah.
I've read that you recorded the EP live with all the band's members in one room and concentrated on a few mics. What was the reason for you to work like that?
Well, I think as a band, it's really important to capture the sound you have as a band. So that the best
live
way to do
sound,
that.
The famous live sound, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think it's more interesting to develop and record the sound and capture it in the room all together than separate everything and making it colder.
Yeah, that's true. But it means you have to rehearse before you enter the studio, right?
Yeah, we rehearse a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's not even about being tired. To me, it's more literally about connection. So, mm-hmm. you know, all in a room together, there is something that's going to influence all of us. Mm. And if someone plays in a certain way, suddenly you're going to change the way you're playing.
True.
And that happens just once in that place, and it's good to capture that moment.
Yeah. And after years, when it was forbidden to kind of like go up with the tempo during the chorus, it's now a well-known thing and everybody loves it, and I love it too, you know, when chorus of a rock song is a bit faster than the verse.
Sure.
It's lovely. Why did people forget about that technique?
It's just more human, you know?
Yeah. So the human aspect was kind of important when you entered the studio. Now, you've told us that there's a certain vibe happening when you record live and when it's the three of you in a studio situation.
Yeah, definitely.
How important is the vibe for a band overall? Because, you guys, I think you all come from Bologna, but you've met in London and started the band there. You haven't even met in Bologna, I think. You met in London for the first time?
We knew each other.
Because Bologna is not that big of a city, and we were all already into music. So, like, we were sharing stages and stuff, but we were not, you know, friends or doing a project together.
Okay.
Yeah, we were in different bands in the same kind of scene in Bologna.
Then we moved all to London for different reasons and
met there again. Yeah. Oh, cool. That's cool, though. But how important is that for the vibe of the band, that you have this same background? I think there must be situations where you jam with each other or you make music with each other and there's this one thought that's happening in the heads, in your heads, which won't be happening maybe if there was a guy from Liverpool joining the band, you know what I'm saying?
I think it definitely makes us more together, having the same background.
I think it
we understand each other quicker.
And now it's not a thing anymore. Because it's really a London thing.
We're definitely a London band.
Yeah.
As in, we have nothing to do with Bologna's bands.
Yeah.
But all of us coming from there, that definitely is influencing.
Yeah.
Growing up in the same place, in the same environment, I think it definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of common ground, I think, right? Yeah.
On a human level, I think more than musical.
But that's what I wanted to ask, because I really think sometimes that's more important, even when you're forming a band, to not get the best player of Bologna to play in the band, but the coolest guy that you want to spend your time on tour with.
Because they got the best bass player in Bologna.
No, but I really think that's much more important, because you have to stay in a really small bus or in small hotel rooms for days, weeks, even months maybe when you're touring. And I think it's more important to be with a nice guy or a group of nice people than with the best musicians that you could surround yourselves with.
Sure. Yeah. We all miss the same food.
Yeah.
So that connects.
That's nice, though. So I've read that it's usually like when you're writing material and working on songs, it's Daniel who comes up with an idea, and then you guys come in and you do put your input onto the music, into the music. How does that work? Do you kind of like discuss with Daniel and be like, oh, I have an idea for this? Or do you are you trying to find answers while jamming that song idea or something like that?
It's very different, really, song to song. Like, I don't think we ever use the same method more than twice.
Yeah.
Every song is written in a different way.
Wow.
Every song has its own path. It's really, the fact is that every time we do a new song, especially for me, drum-wise, I just try to challenge myself and learn something new through doing it. Therefore, the roof that you go through in making the song is different every time. You have a time in which Daniel will come in with a full demo and a full vision, and we all love it so much that we are only developing that live. And there's going to be another time in which he comes in with something, but there are bits that we really don't like, and so we bounce back and forth a lot. And okay, there's a lot of Italian long polemical discussions involved.
Yeah, perhaps, lovely though.
We talk as much as we play.
Yeah, that's good though. I really think that's important for
so much. I think
for a crew
essential.
That's going to be together maybe for a few more years or for decades. Maybe you never know, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's nothing worse than being in a band with a singer-songwriter who kind of like dictates everything on the others, because after a few years you'd be like, come on, then record your songs on your own. You don't need me anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. We jam a lot as well. Cool. The thing of jamming, like me and Pietro and stuff, it's and all together also, it's one of the methods that we use for certain songs. Starting from a groove of bass and drums or from an idea of Daniel and then developing and adding his ideas.
Okay, cool.
And other times he will just write a song and bring it there and with clear ideas.
Let's listen to another result of that working process right now. Hier sind nochmal die Herren von Husky Loops. Und zwar haben wir diesmal ihr Stückchen Tempo. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und hören uns noch eine Live-Performance an von Daniel. Der hat nämlich unsere Akustikgitarre mal gestimmt, ausnahmsweise. Husky Loops mit Tempo auf Flux FM. There we go. Wir haben uns ein bisschen verquatscht hier im Hintergrund, die Husky Loops und ich. Wir haben hier ein Stückchen Tempo gehört nochmal auf der Antenne. Heute Abend spielen sie im Badehaus und jetzt sind sie immer noch bei mir im Studio, Daniel, Pietro und Tom. Hello again.
Hello.
In an interview, you said that you have to learn to get rid of your babies more easily. I think you meant that you have to be able to put a song out there without overthinking it too much, without getting too many options, and you know, because I know that
I,
from
I meant actual babies.
Ah, okay. Just give them away.
Yeah,
it's crying too much.
Yeah,
it's crying too much. Let's give it away. No, but is it a problem for you to overanalyze songs, or did you throw away a lot of material that actually was made for the EP because you were like, oh, we have to work on that again, maybe next time or something like that?
I think it's easy to become perfectionist in this band, mainly me. So maybe that's what I meant. Did I say that? I don't know. but at the same time, we're not the type of band that writes lots and lots and lots of songs and keeps them all. We kind of like start something and then if we don't like it, we scratch it. And that's more the process we use.
Mm-hmm.
So really what we release, it is the best thing we have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, up till now.
Yeah, it might change. This is the start of the whole thing, right? It's the first EP, so...
Yeah. So that we probably had, like 10 songs more like that that we did. But we stopped, but we kind of stopped in the middle. A lot of people think that's really bad, but actually don't think it is. It's just like a different process.
Sure.
I can tell quickly if it's going to work or not, and they can as well now. Yeah. So.
And then also we can take ideas from those songs that we scratched months ago, and we can use them for something new.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what happened a few times.
Okay, cool, interesting. So what are the next steps then? Are you in love with the EP format maybe? Some of the younger bands, they're like, oh, well, the LP is kind of like old-fashioned. I don't know if people are... if they do have the attention span to listen to the long player anymore. I do think that they have, but it varies from band to band. Are you in love with the EP or are you going to work towards an LP one day?
I actually really enjoy. I think we really enjoy the EP format.
Mm.
Also because our live set at the moment is kind of short and it's full of weird shit in the middle that fucks with people, and that also is kind of what the EP is doing mm-hmm. in a way. Mm-hmm. So that really stick to our concept, and it was really good to have something like that. I'd like to make another one, but we don't know yet. I mean, the LP is definitely gonna come one day.
Yeah.
Even though we all think that it is a bit old.
Okay.
Like, it would be great to find a new way of giving to people.
Yeah, maybe.
Something longer than 25 minutes, but in a different way.
Yeah. You know? I mean, maybe you do a combination of like two or three EPs in a row, which are all prepared in a certain amount of time, and then you just...
Yeah.
You just put them out one after the other instead of like combining those three EPs to a 12, 15 song LP. I mean, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think today, you know, all sorts of shit are happening. So there's lots of ways of releasing music.
Yeah. So you met in London. I think there are many advantages for a band to live in London. There's all these booking agencies. There's other musicians. There's ways to perform and places to perform. But it's super, super expensive at the same time.
It's fucking crazy.
And Brexit happened. Motherfucker. Oh,
did it?
Yes.
Oh, no. I missed it.
So, but you're not going to have... any problems because of the Brexit thingy, being foreigners living and working in the UK, or?
We just don't know yet. It's all about the negotiations, and it's all about who is going to win the elections, upcoming elections, mm-hmm. and what they're going to negotiate. So if you're British and you're listening to this, vote Jeremy Corbyn or don't listen to us.
Yeah, please.
If you want to keep those guys in your country,
yeah.
you better think about your vote.
It will be really bad.
Yeah.
5 years of May.
That would be super bad. But it's a strange... I've heard of people that it's kind of that there has been a strange time just after the Brexit, after people voted for Brexit, people came up and they were openly against foreigners, and people on the streets were shouting at people with scarves on their heads or something like that.
Yeah.
But you didn't experience something like that as a band or something?
No, we didn't. No, luckily not. Cool. But yeah, what they're talking about is scary, you know, like she wants to really use the EU population in the UK, which is, you know, so many people, as a negotiating merch. And that's on our skin. But let's see how it goes.
As soon as Theresa May's got elected, you come and visit us and we'll look for a place for you guys here in Berlin.
Thank you very much. That'd be great.
Now, Daniel's going to play us a little song. Let me just adjust the microphones here. Rick Rubining the shit out of it. So this,
Rick Rubining it.
I'm Rick Rubining it.
Is that a verb?
I've made it up.
That's great.
You're going to play a song called The Man.
Yeah.
Just give me a second to get rid of the compression that we need for the talking part. I've found out that Daniel is not a big fan of too much compression. Here we go. Are you ready?
But I'm so ready.
Cool.
So this is the first song of the EP, yeah? He was dancing like crazy in front of everyone, telling to the man they're watching us, story of his life. But never mind, old people don't care, 'cause they know they will die. I told you I was right, we live in a joke. And how do you feel? Everyone's buying crisps and coke until you choke. You found a surprise in it, and don't get me wrong, you will share this on Facebook. Don't you think it's a good idea to not lie anymore and make things clear? Truth is the word. It's a good idea to not lie anymore, make things clear, truth is the word.
good as gold. To not lie anymore, make things clear. Truth is the word.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, stadium applause goes. Vielen Dank, Husky Loops. Thanks a lot, mille grazie.
Thank you.
I'm gonna see you again maybe the next time you're visiting Berlin. You know where we are right now. You just come and visit us.
I'll come.
All the best of luck for the tour with the Kills. That's gonna start in Prague in a few days, in a week or something.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. They made you famous, actually. They recommended your music, and we were like,
are we
Husky
famous?
Loops? Yes, right. It just happened.
I didn't even know, man.
It just happened.
Yeah. Oh my God. What am I going to do with taxes now?
I don't know. Just don't get caught by the government.
Yeah.
Daniel, Pietro and Tommaso waren bei mir im Studio, die Husky Loops. Thanks a lot again, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.